We're going to lighten things up for a couple of minutes and hear about a band our rock critic Ken Tucker likes a lot that just released The Party's Over by the Smoking Popes. It was recorded in 1998, shortly before the band broke up. The pop rock group had a cult following and even inspired a tribute album. Ken says the Popes' final release is worth being heard by a wider audience.
7 lonely days make 1 lonely week. 7 lonely nights make 1 lonely me. Ever since the time you told me we were through, 7 lonely days I cried and I cried for you. Oh, my darling, I'm crying. Boo hoo hoo. Ain't no use in denying I cried for you. What's your favorite pastime?
Everything good and worth saluting about the Smoking Popes, who broke up in 1998, can be heard in the lead-off cut to The Party's Over. The Smoking Popes singer-guitarist Josh Caterer takes a fairly obscure country song, Seven Lonely Days, a hit for the female vocalist Jean Shepherd in 1969, and, first of all, does a beautiful, forceful rendition of it. But he also imbues it with a quality that distinguished the Smoking Popes' career throughout the 90s, a kind of sensitive assertiveness, the advancement of wimpiness as a virtue.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a whimpering, simpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, am I? Could not sleep.
The Smoking Popes, moving gently through Rodgers and Hart. The Party's Over is a collection of such unlikely covers, including composers ranging from Comden and Green to Kris Kristofferson. This is an entirely atypical project. On their other albums, this Illinois band, led by three brothers, Josh, Matt, and Eli Caterer, recorded a few albums of their own post-punk rock and ballads that earned them a cult following, a brief stint on Capitol Records, and spots on tours as the opening act for at least two artists whose musical styles they uncannily cross, Green Day and Morrissey. The Pope's sound was most characteristic of the kind of punchy pop energy they give this album's title song.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. Then burst your pretty balloons and take in the moon away. It's time to wind up the man. Party's over.
It's a bit ironic that one of the reasons the Smoking Popes, with their potentially offensive band name, broke up is that one of the Caterer brothers, Josh, found religion and broke away to make more spiritual music with a band he formed called Duval, which makes the Popes' 1998 cover of the gospel standard Farther Along all the more prophetic.
Tempted and tried, we're off. Why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living around us, never molested, rolling along.
Over the past 5 years or so, there's been a small revival or reinvention of terrific pop rock music that rarely gets noticed in the music industry, with acts like Fountains of Wayne, Brendan Benson, Apples in Stereo, Supergrass, and yes, the Smoking Popes, creating smart, fast, loud, melodic music that is at once thrillingly accessible and heartbreakingly obscure. The Smoking Popes attracted enough of a following that their demise has inspired a new album called Tribute, covers of Pope songs by even more obscure bands than them. It's heartfelt stuff, but like virtually all tribute albums, aimless and pretty worthless. Better to pick up on the CDs by the Popes themselves, or this worthy epitaph for a band that never received its proper due.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the just released final album by the Smoking Popes. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross.